desert tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Hour number two of our show here on Friday. Heading down to the whole weekend situation. I want to go back over to the Fukushima nuclear power plant. It is getting, you know, there's a major blackout in the American media and the Japanese media about what's going on. If you want to find out where things are, you need basically go over to the European media. They're very, very concerned about what's going on. But there are some events happening. And again, because, you know, President Obama is waving, been photoshopped all over the place, the American media has got a reason not to report on this. Because remember, General Electric, that designed those reactors at Fukushima, and the nuclear power industry as a whole, are looking at billions of dollars in lost reactor sales for the future. Germany's already called it off. A couple of other countries are calling off any future nuclear development. And now here is a major blow. There is a second Japanese nuclear power plant at Hamaoka, and it sits right on the Tokai quake focal zone. And the reason this is interesting is it has just come out that the Japanese government, Japanese seismologist, had prepared a report of the risks of quake and tsunami in that quake area, in that fault structure, was already prepared, hadn't been released when the big quake happened and the tidal wave came in and just basically destroyed the Fukushima power station, destroyed the emergency backup generators because they weren't up on high ground. And so this Hamaoka plant is sitting on another part of that same quake area, and the seismologists are saying, yeah, there's still a potential for a major aftershock, at least a magnitude 8. And so today, Japanese Prime Minister Naoto Kan has ordered the shutdown of the Hamaoka nuclear power plant. He wants it shut down and rendered safe now before the next quake and tsunami can hit. This is something the American media does not want you to be aware of. This is certainly something that NBC and CNBC and MSNBC are never going to talk about. Because the world has come to understand that fission-based nuclear power is a catastrophe waiting to happen. It is an atomic bomb put in a can with this promise that we can somehow tame the wildfire and keep it safe. And it has never worked out. Yeah, accidents are rare, but every time they have one, it's a beaut. Three Mile Island, Chernobyl, Fukushima. That's the bronze, silver, and gold of nuclear environmental disasters right there. Three strikes and you are out. And it's just another indication of just how much money is on the line. And for the people at General Electric, for the money junkies in the nuclear power industry, a future generation of severely malformed babies is a small price to pay, small sacrifice for continued dividend checks on their investments and bonus checks on their salaries. We're going to go to the phones. Ferner in New Brunswick, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good evening, Mike. You mentioned earlier there about the diminishing food supply.
Yes.
I want to add another reason why there is a diminishing food supply. When I look here at the East Coast, not just only Canada, but on your side of the border, Maine, regions that at one time were self-sufficient in food production and even were exporters, were supplying, like in Maine, they were supplying food all the way down to New York, you know. Now they are importing 90% of the food in the region.
No, you're absolutely correct. It's that whole money junkie thing of controlling all the food and divvying it out as a way of controlling the population. You know, if people are growing their own food in their backyard and in their fields and forests around home, then you can't threaten to starve them if they don't go along with your government policy.
That is only one aspect.
Yeah.
The other aspect is for maximum profit, the business community.
Yes.
They couldn't make much money, neither could the government. When the people were self-sufficient and a lot of the goods and food were changing hands in a barter system.
And there That's absolutely correct.
But they can make lots of money when they create shortage in one area and then produce it halfway around the world where it has been most likely produced way below cost and a surplus has been produced and big business can buy it up at bargain basement prices and channel it through their pipeline, and wherever they artificially have created the shortage, sell it for whatever the market will bear for maximum profit. But
you're absolutely correct. We got to take a break. Werner, stay there. I'll bring you back after the commercials.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States, and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the situation in Fukushima and the nuclear industry as a whole, and there's been a rather alarming story right here on our continent. Workers at the Grand Gulf nuclear plant in Port Gibson, Mississippi, apparently yesterday released a large amount of radioactive tritium directly into the Mississippi River, according to the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So on top of all the oil from the Deepwater Horizon disaster, we're now pouring all this radioactive material into the river to go down into the Gulf, and now your food from the Gulf will not only be pre-oiled, it'll be pre-cooked, glow in the dark. So obviously this was an accident, and they're taking it very, very seriously, not only because of the fact that tritium is going to combine with oxygen to basically, it'll be water, but it'll be radioactive water, and it'll be a beta emitter. And if you drink that water or you eat food that's got that water in there, and that's part of your biochemistry, that is a serious form of contamination. Now, we know this was an accident because tritium is actually very, very useful stuff, and I don't just mean because it's useful in multi-stage thermonuclear weapons. It is used in self-illuminated instruments. Remember the good old days of radium watch dials? Well, couldn't do that anymore. It was because it was giving the people wearing them cancer. So they've come up with what are called these tritium illumination sources. And they put this tritium inside a little glass vial. And the glass vial supposedly stops the beta particles, so they're not radioactive unless you break them, kind of like the compact fluorescent bulbs. And then there's phosphorus on the walls that react to the beta particles, and they'll glow. And they're used in gun sights on the military. So the gun sights are always visible in the dark, and they even have tritium watch dials. It's very expensive stuff. I think the current going rate is $12,000 per gram. So you think gold and silver are good investments? Tritium is, as long as you resell it within 12 years, because that's tritium's half-life. But it basically underscores the fact that for all the talk and propaganda about how safe nuclear power is, there's a lot of recklessness out there, and there's a lot of accidents going on that generally don't get a lot of attention, because I'm not sure if Fox News has mentioned the fact that people along the Mississippi River down by Port Gibson are dealing with, you know, a tritium release. These things just don't get mentioned because we've got Osama bin Photoshopped over here for you. By the way, Cindy Sheehan just came out with a video. We've got it linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, that anybody who believes this latest story about Osama bin Laden being killed last Sunday is stupid, and I'm absolutely in agreement with her. The overwhelming evidence is that the real bin Laden has been dead for almost 10 years now. So anyway, you know, but, you know, he's you know, it's wag the dog time. It's weekend with bin Laden. Got to keep him alive because he's so good for propaganda and scaring people like that. Anyway, back down to the Gulf of Mexico, and even before the release of tritium in there, April was the deadliest on record for Gulf Sea turtles. Despite all the claims about the oil problem is solved, despite all the claims about it's cleaned up, despite Barack Obama going down there last July with his daughter and swimming in water, kind of, sort of, maybe close to the Gulf of Mexico, but not actually in it, in order to convince us all that we should go back to spending money on Gulf Coast seafood, which didn't work, which is why the government now buys it and feeds it to our military. The reality is that the signs of toxicity continue to increase. We know that the Corexit dispersant doesn't just make the oil magically disappear, it simply makes it denser so it will sink out of sight. On the model of out of sight, out of mind. The oil on the top of the water makes for really good press photos that destroy your stock value, but if the oil sinks down to the bottom where the crabs are feeding on it, that's okay, because then the top of the ocean looks photographically pristine. But the number of dead animals continuing to wash up on the shores of the Gulf Coast, west coast of Florida, continue to increase, and April was a new record for Gulf sea turtles. And those are an endangered species. I mean, out here in Hawaii, we've got sea turtles. If you touch one, it's like this thousands and thousands of dollar fine. You know, it's cool if they come up and touch you. You know, you're not an endangered species. But all over the Gulf, we're seeing, you know, record numbers of dolphins washing up, contaminated with oil and toxins from the Corexit. Same thing with the sea turtles. Now, Prince Charles, good old Chuck, the Prince of Wales, the man who would be king, heaven help the British, is saying that we Americans are eating way too much steaks, you know, that for the sake of the world, for the sake of global warming, for the sake of carbon dioxide, that we should be eating a lot less steaks. Now, I've met the prince many, many years ago at London's Magic Circle, and he doesn't look to me to be the kind of guy to pass up a sirloin when it's put in front of him. So this is another case of we're going to tell you what you should be doing, even though we don't choose to live our own lives that way. And Chucky, with the fish from the Gulf covered in oil and dispersants and the fish from the Pacific Ocean glowing in the dark. Just what you think we should be eating. Grass? It's amazing here. Now, the other story that we were talking about the other day, and this gets back to the food shortage having nothing whatsoever to do with global warming. As you know, earlier this week, the Army Corps of Engineers, in order to save a developed area of real estate from flooding, they've got to protect the condos, got to protect the business offices, got to protect the shopping malls and all the rest of that, they deliberately exploded a levee and flooded runoff water, which is loaded with all kinds of toxic industrial waste, down into 130,000 acres of farmland along the area of the New Madrid Fault. And we are seeing, according to the United States Geological Survey, we're seeing a swarm of microquakes start up which was our warning about, hey, when you lubricate a fault line, expect some problems there. But we're already hearing from farmers, their lives have been absolutely destroyed. We've got, let's see, Ed C. Marshall, who farms wheat, corn, soybeans, and grain, was 6 weeks away from his harvest, and now it's all underwater. 8,000 acres underwater. Winter wheat crop is underwater. Corn is underwater. And there's gallons of diesel, liquid fertilizer in high concentrations and flooded tanks. It's a disaster for these people. And again, this is why we're looking at more food shortages. Everything the U.S. government does has been reducing the food surplus. And again, as our caller Werner was saying, a big part of the problem is that the money junkie mentality of buying up all the food in five states, putting it in a warehouse for a week, and then trucking it back out to those five states, the wastage from that is horrendous. It takes lettuce a week to get from where it's grown in California to where it's being eaten in New York. And it doesn't make sense to do that except this monopolistic domination for profit of the food infrastructure. Remember what I was talking about the other day about the global garden concept? If everybody just went out and got vegetable seeds and just planted them everywhere, highway medians, vacant lots, alleys, and just said, I'm putting this out there like Johnny Appleseed, and I don't own it, but when it all starts growing up, we have food right at hand. We could survive the coming food shortages, and we could break free of those who seek to control the civilization and population by controlling the food and controlling the water and controlling the electricity and controlling the infrastructure. If you are dependent on corporations and government for food, then you are their slave. All they have to do is shut off the food supply for a few days, and you will go out and slay the heathen in all these foreign wars. Yeah, give me a can of Spam. I got to go kill those gosh darn Arab Muslims and take their oil in exchange for a can of Spam. So everybody, just grab those garden seeds. Now's planting time. Just everywhere you go with a stick, poke a hole, put a seed, poke a hole, put a seed. Tomatoes, broccoli, doesn't really matter. And by the end of summer, we would see wild vegetables growing everywhere. The homeless would be fed. We would have a resource that we could turn to when the supermarket and the large agricultural combines start to fail. That's why government hates warming trends in history. That's why global warming was treated as an enemy. Because during the previous warming periods, the medieval warming period and the Roman warming period, there was so much food around, people didn't have to work. They could just walk outside their hut and dinner and breakfast and lunch was there. And it's not a coincidence that there are people, because they weren't having to work to get food, they turned their attention to the development of science and architecture and art. These great flowerings of civilization in Rome and the Renaissance occurred during periods of global warming. And the money junkies who just have to control everything hate that. And that's why they're still screaming about global warming and the carbon Nazis are after a carbon tax, because they don't want to lose control. If they lose control, they don't get to feed the money junkie. They don't get to take more money from you and pile it up in their living rooms and roll around on it naked and have orgasms. Poor money junkies. They're so deprived. They have such horrible lives. It's just terrible. I think we're coming up on a commercial break. Yeah, we got another 30 seconds here. My clock, and I need a new clock is what I need here. Anyway, so we talked about the levee explosion, and they're just flooding all these food lands, and it's just amazing. The United States has become a net importer of food. Werner is right. The country as a whole has to import food. We used to be breadbasket to the world. We sold wheat to the Soviet Union. We had so much surplus. And now it's all shortage, and prices are going up, and we're told to blame global warming for this nonsense. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
America, welcome back to the show. Here we're getting actually follow up on that story where the media is saying, well, Al Qaeda has confirmed, yes, it really was Osama bin Laden last Sunday, and we're finding out the source of that one report. It all goes back to one source, and that is the Site Intelligence Group, or the Site Institute, is the source of this claim that Al Qaeda has confirmed that that really was Osama bin Laden killed last Sunday. And of course, Site and especially its top person, Rita Katz, they've been exposed as Israeli intelligence operations. So if we're basically, Israeli's intelligence agencies are saying, yeah, it really was bin Laden, honest. So that's basically so we can discount that. Anything coming from Site or Memory or any of these other front groups operating for the Israeli intelligence services, it's basically just going to be nonsense. And we know it's nonsense anyway. For the reasons I said before in the show, if the real Al-Qaeda, if the real toilet knew that they'd lost their leader, they'd try and hush it up. Look how long they kept Franco's death under wraps. It's just a big, huge joke. They're trying to basically rebrand as the group as the Muslim Brotherhood because too many people understand what Al-Qaeda means in Arabic slang. All righty, so moving right along. Oh, we got a caller on the line. Danny in California. Aloha, Danny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I think you're right on point when you're talking about you were talking about food supplies and the flourishings of society, because I don't think I agree that it's almost impossible for societies to flourish in arts and sciences when people are scrounging around for food and fuel.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that people need to realize. It's something that's been true, tested and true throughout history.
Yeah, absolutely. And Werner was absolutely right. Governing bodies, ruling parties, whether it's religious, civil, even corporate, they create shortages to increase their control. Oil shortages, food shortages, electrical shortages to drive the prices up. Look what Enron did in California, deliberately causing electric shortages in order to raise the rates. It is an old, old, old story. The control freaks, the money junkies, anything that gets them more power and more control is good, and anything that frees the population from their control is bad.
Yeah,
and, go ahead.
That Enron situation, it happened a while ago, but that was the first thing that tipped me off. That was very alarming to me. And it was kind of like, it's a blip on the screen compared to what we're having now, but that was one thing that kind of set me off.
Well, again, that kind of, artificial creation of shortages and everything, you need to understand that Enron's Ken Lay actually worked with Al Gore to set up this whole carbon trading scam. They want to do with the entire planet with carbon dioxide what Enron did to California with electricity. It's just all about huge amounts of money. The only reason they're making carbon dioxide the villain is that's the only one that can be laid right at the feet of the human population to guilt them out of money. Carbon dioxide is not the worst greenhouse gas. For one thing, it is essential to plant life. Commercial greenhouses will add carbon dioxide to their atmosphere to make the plants grow taller and faster. And what do they do when they grow taller and faster besides provide more food for people? They take the carbon dioxide out of the air. All of this hue and cry about the dangers of carbon dioxide could be completely eliminated by simply planting more green plants around the world, like vegetable seeds. There's two stories right there, two solutions right there. Water vapor is a far more intense greenhouse gas in the atmosphere. Methane certainly is, but you can't blame those on people. And
right.
So they picked carbon dioxide because that's the one. Oh, you're evil. You're bad. You are a curse on planet Earth, and you will atone by paying us your carbon tax and giving us your obedience for Agenda 21.
Yeah, and if anybody had any questions about who Al Gore is, he's basically married into big oil
Occidental Petroleum.
Yeah, Oxy. And also, I think you're doing a great job. I think you should just keep emphasizing the power of the individual to create their own food source and fuel. Just keep pounding that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's huge.
Especially now with these disasters. The Deepwater Horizon, and now Fukushima, the reality is that the corporate agribusiness food monopoly, agribusiness, can't actually feed the entire planet Earth right now. We're going to have to feed ourselves one way or the other, and I think this global garden idea is going to be it. Vegetable seeds are still very inexpensive. Just go out and buy packets of seeds and just be a modern Johnny Appleseed and just plant vegetables everywhere. And, surrender this idea that you own them. Just plant them. And if everybody's planting vegetables, when they come up, everybody can eat. And that just seems to me to be the best way to survive this crisis, not of our own making, because you and I didn't explode the Deepwater Horizon, and you and I didn't melt down the Fukushima reactors. Why should we starve because of the mistakes made by corporations that, saved a few dollars by reneging on the safety equipment?
No, I agree. I mean, food is for everyone. It's for the
Absolutely.
Rich and for the poor.
Yeah, food used to be available for free. Why did we all of a sudden build a solution where we stop providing our own food and rely on government corporations to sell it to us at a huge, huge markup?
Right on.
All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. And you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Going back to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike?
Well, I'm hanging in there for a Friday.
Well, let me tell you one thing. The presidential debate last night, well, I think, was torture fest, basically.
Yeah. They're trying to make that the issue going into the campaign because they can't talk about the economy and they can't talk about the wars and they can't talk about anything else. So they have to fabricate issues and convince you this is what's important. This is what you should worry about for the election. Gays in the military and immigration and torture and paying no attention about the economy or the rest of that stuff, you know.
Yeah, it was just like, but you know, the thing is, like, well, this torture, these enhanced torture techniques, well, help us capture Osama bin Laden. When that story is unraveling as the minute goes by, I mean, you know.
The Pakistanis actually did the raid, not the SEALs, and they were looking for somebody who'd shot down a helicopter. And then after the guy's dead, they say, you know, he kind of looks like Osama bin Laden, and it just took off from there. And President Obama's trying to take credit for it. They've had to back off the story. They've now admitted that photo that was all over the media about, you know, Clinton and Obama in the crisis room, and they're all watching the live feed from the helmet, and now they're having to admit that was all staged and fake because there was never a live feed. There couldn't be. It wasn't the SEALs doing the attack. The Chinese media and the Pakistani media are all saying that this was Pakistan's operation.
Well, We're going to have a meeting with our county sheriff about the TSA supposedly coming into our malls and shopping areas, and I'm going to tell the county sheriff, we don't want these people here. We've got a terrorist problem.
Yeah. We've already been through TSA to get into this country. Why do we need to go through TSA just to go about? And you know what it is? It's Nazi border control. The Nazis did exactly the same thing in Germany. You had to show your papers to get on a train. You had to show your papers to get on whatever. This is just a new variation of that. And you know what I'm doing right now is anytime I talk to anybody about the TSA, I tell them all about the story about those shoe store X-ray machines in the 1930s and 1940s, and how the government said those were safe to use, and the Surgeon General actually put out movies to encourage people to use these shoe store X-rays to make sure your shoes were fitting properly and that you would be a more effective worker because of it. Then in the 1950s and 1960s, all the shoe store workers started dying of cancer. And it's going to happen to those TSA workers as well.
Well, I just see the backlash getting ready to brew in this country. I mean, because,
it came really close last Thanksgiving. It came really close. They did, in fact, back down.
Well, I just really think no matter if they back down, I think the backlash is still coming because they're trying to roll out this TSA, these enhanced things, trying to clamp down police state and all that stuff on a lie. People know it's a lie now. And, you know, even with I talk with the farmers about the FDA wanting to seize food. I'll tell you one, the FDA goes out and tries to steal a rancher's cattle, he's going to be shot.
Well, I would certainly hope so. I mean, you know, if you look at all the licensed hunters in the United States of America, that's the world's largest standing army right there. And the only way the government can get you to do what they want, they have to trick you into it. They have to lie you into it. They don't have enough soldiers to force us to do what the government wants. It has to be all by lies and deception and guile. And I'll tell you this, I am still holding out for a collapse of the U.S. government the way the USSR did. But if there is a violent revolution in this country, those TSA workers are the first and easiest targets. And, you know, people will just go into the bus stations and train stations and the airports and the shopping malls, and they will take those TSA workers, and they'll show them what a groping really is. You know, they'll use those gloves that they have in the slaughterhouses with the metal hooks on the side, and they'll give those TSA workers a good groping of the sweetbreads there.
And because, especially down in Texas, people are just fed up with the crap. You know, they're tired of the USDA come out harassing ranchers and everything. And, you know, and it's like, it's getting to the point, like I say, they try to steal somebody's cattle or try to steal somebody's freeze-dried food. I hate to say, somebody's not going home tonight.
It may already be happening because, you know, the American media doesn't report on this stuff anymore. Except for when it is such an obvious attack like happened in Texas where the guy flew his plane into the IRS office. Attacks on IRS offices are not reported in the American news as a matter of course. Attacks on government workers. I know from my sources that TSA workers have already been sent to the hospital with broken noses from grabbing the wrong guy's wife in an inappropriate manner. And the American media won't report on that because they don't want the rest of the country to know that some people really have reached that situation of being fed up. And they're not going to take it anymore, and they're willing to risk going to jail to defend the honor and person of their wives and children. And you've got, you know, 5 and 6-year-old kids being groped and fondled by TSA. These are not terrorists. This is simply abuse for the sake of abuse to keep us all so cowed down that we won't stand up to the government and say, you have really screwed up the country. You're doing a lousy job. You are fired. You are fired. You are fired. That's all it's just intimidation. And as long, you know, people are starting to fight back and the media won't let you know what's happening. You know,
right.
New serfs might get uppity ideas if you find out other serfs aren't putting up with it anymore.
Well, I just suggest anybody, even including myself, sit by the emergency rooms by the nearby hospitals and just have their camcorder ready. If you see somebody
Absolutely. Ready
up in a TSA uniform, be sure to post it to YouTube.
Well, it would go right along there with that guy in the TSA uniform who was posting child porn to YouTube, and he posted himself in his TSA uniform. That's the funniest thing about it. They've got nothing but a bunch of perverts and stuff over there. Anyway, George, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go.
Have a good...
All right. Speaking of perverts, did you hear about they arrested this rabbi? Was on a flight and kept grabbing the crotch of the woman sitting next to him, and she ratted him out to the FBI, and he's been arrested and everything. you know, he should go to work for the TSA. You want to grab the crotches of people? Go to work for the TSA. I guess it beats working at McDonald's. What can I tell you? All righty, moving right along. We already talked about SiteGround. My talking points got all scattered here. Interesting little story, sort of following on the revelation that iPhones are tracking your movements for up to 2 years, that Android has now admitted they're doing it. TomTom GPS is admitting they're sending speeding information directly to the police department as you speed and all the rest of that. We're finding out that at the factory in China where the iPad is actually made, workers are being forced to sign pledges they will not commit suicide from the long hours and intense pressure of the job. And I guess this goes along the same level as these military commanders in the United States who are ordering their soldiers not to commit suicide over there in Iraq. Anybody committing suicide will be shot! And it just indicates the absurdity of living with that kind of money junkie, power mad ruler over your head, that they will push you to the point where you're thinking of killing yourself. And they know that because religion is on the wane, this idea of saying, oh, if you kill yourself, you're going to go right to the dark regions. Most people don't believe that anymore. So now it's just you will pledge not to kill yourself, and you will be punished if you try and kill yourself. I mean, when you have a society that is pushing its population to such extremes where they're having to say, you know, we'll make you hurt more if you try and kill yourself, you know that that is not a free society. That is a slave society. But we're getting our iPads cheaper, so who cares, right? I don't have one, don't want one. Anyway, let's see. Interesting little story. There is a playwright, Tony Kushner, who was offered an honorary degree from a New York university, City University of New York, was offering him an honorary degree as recognition of his talent. He's won awards for his stage plays, and then the university withdrew it under pressure from local Jewish groups who don't like the fact that Tony Kushner is somewhat critical of Israel's actions during Castled and during the attack on the aid flotilla a year ago. And faculty and staff at the university are protesting this decision because it's simply advertising one more time that Israel controls United States academia to almost the same extent they control the United States Congress. And I think we need to reach the point. Remember what I said earlier about the first step to freedom is to simply not want the bait that is dangled in front of you by the money junkies and the power brokers? Personally, I would never accept any award that required Israel's blessing to bestow, because it wouldn't be an award. Certainly not an award based on merit. It's merely a decoration, a treat, a bauble, a bling handed out to an obedient pet. Yes, you do as you're told. Here, you get a prize. You get a statue. You get a plaque. You get a medal because you do as you're told. You're a well-behaving slave, and we'll give you the decorations that will make other people want to be just like you, to be an obedient pet, an obedient slave, to stifle your own thought and your own morality and your own opinions about what's going on and toe the company line, and you will get the ribbons and decorations that will make other people admire you and want to be you. It's like when they gave Henry Kissinger and Al Gore and Barack Obama Nobel Peace Prizes. These are not peaceful people. They're con artists. And Barack Obama is anything but a peace president, but it's the kind of a gratuitous decoration that is put on to people who are doing the biddings of the real power brokers of the planet, so that we will look at them and say, oh, he's got a medal. He must be somebody that I should listen to. They must be somebody I should want to be just exactly alike. And that's the swindle. And look at Nazi Germany, how many medals and ribbons they gave out for everything. That was the mechanism. The more decorations they would put on somebody, this must be somebody that we must respect and obey. You know, or if you want the model from the church, you put on those robes, and all of a sudden the fact that you're a child molester goes away and you have instant respectability. It's all charade and costuming and decoration. Most of the awards given out are not given out for true merit. They're given out to support a political agenda by making the recipient of the award somehow automatically more respectable than those who may, in fact, be speaking truth to power. All right, we're getting to the end of the show here. Now, this is kind of interesting. There is yet another Holocaust trial taking place. There's this 97-year-old man that they're hauling up on charges that he participated in the massacre of 1,200 Serbian civilians, and his name is Sandor Kapiro, and they're basically saying this will be the last of the Holocaust trials because everybody's dead from that time in history. We're talking about the first half of the previous century, and all the people who did the stuff and all the people it was done to, they're all gone, pretty much. And I think the reason they're rushing into this case, they're going to try and pump up a lot of headlines about Holocaust trial and how dare you and all the rest of it, because the other big trial that's going on of John Demjanjuk just went to the jury, and just before it went to the jury, it came out that the key piece of evidence against Demjanjuk was fake. And worse, that the American FBI had known it was fake going back for 20 years. Now remember, Demjanjuk was the guy who was accused of being Ivan the Terrible. He was grabbed out of the United States, taken to Israel, went through a kangaroo court, convicted, sentenced to die, was just waiting for his execution when evidence surfaced that Ivan the Terrible was really somebody else. And this was a political disaster for Israel, because Israel can never, ever, ever, ever be seen to be wrong about anything connected to the Holocaust. Because if they were wrong about Ivan the Terrible, then people say, I wonder if they were wrong about the lampshade story. I'm wondering if they were wrong about the soap story. I'm wondering if they were wrong about all this other stuff. And so Israel arranged for their friends in Germany to basically come back to John Demjanjuk and drag him back over. He's pushing 90 himself. He's in very bad health. And they ran him through a trial again because Israel can never be seen to be wrong about anything connected to the Holocaust. And they need a conviction. They need John Demjanjuk to be convicted so they can say, well, we were right about him. We were wrong in the small details, but we were right, and we're right about the Holocaust. And now we're finding out the key evidence against Demjanjuk is a fake. And so they're expecting a verdict to come back. They're expecting the verdict to not go the way Israel wants. He's going to be acquitted for a second time. Well, actually, he was convicted the first time, then pardoned when the truth came out. But if he's acquitted a second time, it's a major political blow. And so they're rushing this other guy onto trial so they can forget about John Demjanjuk. We've got this new guy, Sandor Kapiro. He's evil. He validates and vindicates everything we've ever said about the Holocaust. He's the reason why what Nazi Germany could not be allowed to do to Poland, Israel must be allowed to do to Palestine. And it goes on and on and on and on. And you can smell the panic in the air. As the new government of Egypt moves away from Israel and opens the border to Gaza and becomes friends with Iran, Israel is panicking. Their iron-fisted control over the Middle East and even of the United States of America is beginning to slip. And they're scared over there. And they're flailing around trying to find something that they can use to basically go on playing the same guilt games and the same, money-grabbing games and the same, you must send your children to go out and defeat our enemies because all these other countries, they're out to get us. And remember what I keep telling you. Let history be your teacher. Iran became an Islamic Republic in 1979, and since that time, they haven't invaded anybody. Not once. In that same interval of time, Israel bombed the power station at Osirak, Iraq, bombed Syria, invaded Lebanon, invaded Gaza, invaded the West Bank again, invaded Gaza again. Bombings, killings all over the place. United States, the list of people they've invaded and attacked since 1979. Can't even remember it all. Grenada, Macedonia, Somalia, Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan, Libya. All over the place. Who is the threat to world peace of those three nations, Iran, Israel, and the United States? And look at the one nation that isn't out there trying to invade and conquer everything in front of it. And there you will find out what the reality is behind all the spin and perception management and propaganda and public relations. We're on the wrong side of this new world war, and we're going to lose it. Bankers don't care. They make money off of war regardless of who wins or loses because everybody goes into debt. That's why Brown Brothers Harriman and Prescott Bush were backing, they were investing in Hitler before World War II. American bankers were investing in Adolf Hitler ahead of World War II because they didn't care who who won or lost the war. And they don't care this time either. It's just, you know, the last of the World War I debts are paid off. The last of those veterans have just passed away. It's time to crank up a new one and plunge the world back into permanent debt slavery to the private bankers. And that's the game. And you send your kids off to war to turn their blood into bankers' gold to make the world safe for private central banking and compound interest. And the bankers are laughing at you because you are so gullible and you fall for it time and time again. This is amazing. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Last segment, we're almost done with our broadcast for this Friday, May 6th. And what a crazy week it has been. These are definitely, definitely weird times. In fact, the weird-o-meter, not to be confused with the bovine excrement meter, is definitely pegging as we watch what happens in the world. Basically, the status quo has stumbled. All the lies and deceptions and machinery that used to work smoothly at the height of the Cold War is faltering. and the people who have profited by and gained power through those systems are feeling very threatened right now. And they're starting to panic. And the good news is they're starting to get a little bit reckless, which is why the lies about this Osama bin Laden thing last Sunday surfaced so quickly and forced the White House to back down. So will they still try a false flag attack to crank up the war against Iran? Maybe. Will they try another newsworthy spectacle to drive the memory of the bin Laden gate from the public consciousness? Yeah, it's entirely possible. We have a government that is functionally unable to deal with real crises, unable and unwilling to deal with the Wall Street mortgage-backed security fraud that not only destroyed the American economy but that of most of Europe. We have an American government that was unable to deal with the consequences of the Deepwater Horizon explosion and Gulf of Mexico oil catastrophe, and is absolutely incapable of protecting the American people from the radiation coming from Fukushima. And their only response is to raise the minimum safety rates to say, oh, you're still safe, we don't have to do anything about it. We have a government that can only function and deal with crisis they themselves manufacture for public consumption. The war on terror, the war on poverty, the war on carbon dioxide, the war on the other people's drugs. L. Frank Baum was really a very wise man in his original books of The Wizard of Oz, and I'm not talking about the movie. It's a fun movie, and it's really kind of cool. But if you ever get a chance to go back and read the original books of The Wizard of Oz series, you will find out that L. Frank Baum was trying in as much a way that he could, given the political realities of the time, to basically show the U.S. government for what it was, that it existed and that it controlled the people by constantly manufacturing phony enemies to scare the American people into doing what the wizard wanted. The wizard had a papier-mâché mask that he set on fire, and he waved it at Dorothy to scare Dorothy into going out and doing battle with the Wicked Witch of the West, which is, if you think about it, kind of stupid. Kansas farm girls should not go up against wicked witches. Wicked witches have got air superiority. But Dorothy went and did it because of the flaming papier-mâché mask. The U.S. government waves an endless series of these flaming papier-mâché masks at us. Communism, terror, carbon dioxide, the when pigs fly flu, to scare us into going along with doing whatever the government wants us to do, which is usually some variation on give us more of your money, ask no questions, and do as we tell you, or horrible things will happen to you. That's it for our show for Friday. We'll be back Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a really good weekend. As always, stay safe, stay angry, stay skeptical, hug your loved ones, and aloha, America.
Continues.